Hello. Oh, it's you again. Go ahead and come in, I guess. My silly sister isn't here yet, though. There was a special cheerleader practice after school for the big game. Why they need a special practice is beyond me. They seem to practice all the time anyway, and for what? Some stupid cheers and routines? And it's not really fair either. I plan on playing on the boys' team when I'm your age. Will there be scantily clad boy cheerleaders for me? I'm guessing not. Although, I would be competing with the guys and against them. They wouldn't make us share locker rooms, would they? Or showers? There's no girls on the boys' teams right now, so they'd have to decide when I get there. I suppose they wouldn't allow it, because the boys would find my body too distracting. Don't laugh! Your girlfriend wasn't always shaped like that, you know. She was a late bloomer, just like I am. In a few years, I'll probably be just like her. I'm actually kind of worried about it, because boobs like that might get in the way of sports. Right now, they're big enough for some okay cleavage, but not enough to bounce around too much. Did you just check out my boobs? Well, I guess I was talking about them, so it's not your fault. They're not much in this t-shirt, although it does let you see their outline okay, I guess. I like the shirt. It's for my favorite team. And I like these shorts too, even if they're getting a little too small, or maybe my bottom is getting a little too big now. My sister can't say I don't have an ass anymore. It's not too big yet, just like my boobs, but it does kind of have a nice curve to it now. I'll have good birthing hips, as Grandma always says. Are you blushing? Does it embarrass you when I talk like this? I don't know why, because I hear the way you and my sister talk to each other, and, well, I know the things you two do together. You've seen a lot more of her body than you have of mine, and she really has a nice body. I mean, as far as girls go, I'm not into that kind of thing, but guys like you are. You want a tall, curvy girl like my sister, and not slim, athletic, still-developing girls like me. Even the boys in my own grade want girls like my sister, even if they're a few grades ahead, and most of the girls in my own grade are more developed than me. So I guess I'll have to wait until my body gets a little more mature before I can attract a boy's attention and get a boyfriend. Which is a shame, really, because my body isn't that bad, all things considered. My sister's boobs and butt will never be as firm as mine are right now. And even if she hadn't been having sex with you for a while, she'll never be as tight as I am. You're cute when you get all red in the face like that. Is it because I know what you and my sister do up in her room, or just because I'm talking about how tight I am? Well, it would be hard for me not to know what's going on between you two. My sister isn't exactly quiet, but it runs in the family. All the girls have big mouths, which I guess explains why I keep saying stuff like that to you. Well, that, and the fact that I kind of like to try out my flirting skills. I need them soon enough. Yes, stupid. I've been flirting with you. Well, trying to, at least. I've never done it before, so I might not have been that good at it. I guess I just figured that since we had a lot of time before my sister got home, I could put it to good use. But while I've got my sister's big mouth, I guess I don't know how to get used to it as well as she does yet. Although, you are here and we do have time. Maybe I could get some practice with you. With my mouth. What? No, not flirting. I was thinking of a blowjob. Of course I'm serious. You don't accuse a girl about not being serious about giving a blowjob. Well, I don't think you do, at least. I really don't know the rules for that kind of thing. But yeah, I'm totally willing to give you a blowjob, or at least try. It would be my first one, but I do like using my mouth for talking or chewing gum. I think I'd like blowing a boy. I know my sister sure does. Her? Don't worry about her. She won't be home for like an hour. Mom and Dad will be home around then anyway, so it's not like you two will get any time alone in her room. I'm sure you came over here expecting some kind of fun with her. You already had a boner going when I answered the door. So, if you're looking for any kind of fun this afternoon, it'll have to be with your girlfriend's little sister. It could be our secret. Yes, I have a big mouth. A big, warm mouth that looks a lot like my sister's, if it was just a bit smaller. It probably feels a lot like it, too. I can keep that big, warm mouth closed when I need to. But it's all open for you right now. I am too serious, both about the blowjob and not telling. I've got a lot to learn about these kind of things, and you're the only boy that's readily available. I know you won't brag to your friends because you don't want my sister to find out, so it's a win-win for both of us. And if I wasn't serious, would I be taking off my shirt? My favorite shirt at that? I need to take it off because I don't want to get it dirty. I know how my sister bitches about getting cum stains on her favorite outfits, and maybe you'd like to see more of my body, even if it's not as impressive as my sister's. I'll even take off my bra. I don't want it to get all spermy either. This just used to be one of my sister's bras when she was my age. I'll grow it just like she did. And these will grow too. See? I told you they were growing. Still small enough to keep me aerodynamic, but a nice and soft and firm at the same time. My sister's boobs were just like these ones, except my nipples are much smaller than hers were. They're like little erasers. So sit down on the couch. The same couch where I saw my sister blow you that one time. Yeah, I saw that. It was interesting. I learned a lot. Let me show you what I learned. I guess I'll kneel down in front of you. Wait, give me that cushion. I want to protect my knees. There. Okay. My hair is already in a ponytail, so I don't have to worry about that getting in the way. Now, all I have to worry about is, how do I get this zipper open? Oh, thanks. I've never done it from this side before. Well, I've never done any of this before, so I guess I'll be learning about an awful lot of things, and not just zippers. So, let me take that penis out. I've never seen one up close, let alone touched it. Wow, that's big. I've seen yours before when looking from the stairs when she blew you, but that's from a good 20 feet away, so it's really hard to. Does that hurt? That doesn't look like it would feel good for you. Although, I guess my sister likes the way it feels. And it does kind of feel nice in my hand. It's just weird to actually be touching one. I suppose I should stroke it? Like my sister did, right? She's got bigger hands than me, but I've got a good grip from playing sports, but my hands are still soft like my sister's. It's kind of hard to move my hand, though. Maybe if I drool on it? There. Much better. Spit is the universal lubricant. Mom said it's not ladylike to spit, but you don't mind, do you? I'm sure it doesn't seem like it. You seem to be liking my first hand job. But I did promise you more than that. I should be good at this, though. I can hold my breath a long time. I'll show you. But I needed to catch my breath. I was able to breathe a bit, but it started to get me a little worked up. See how my little chest is heaving? And what the heck is this? Is this what my sister means when she says you're making her so wet? It soaked my panties and now it's going through my shorts. Maybe I should take those off too? You don't mind, do you? I just have to let go for a little bit. There. Gosh, I'm drenched. I told you I'd like it, just like my sister. It's probably genetic. Now just let me kneel back down and get to work again. Keep standing. You want to look at me, but my body isn't all that impressive. Not like my sister's, unless you like more petite girls like me. You want to taste me? Like, from my fingers, or... Oh, I guess we can do that. I heard you doing it to my sister, I think. I'm sure she seemed to like it, so do we just change places then, or maybe I should lie down on the couch now? Okay, yeah, you can look at it too if you want. I got an eyeful of your penis and a mouthful. I know it's not like my sister's, not yet, at least, but maybe it counts for something that you're the first guy to ever see it. Oh god, your tongue. Now I know why my sister has so much trouble keeping quiet with you. It's not really fair, though. You're so much better at oral sex than I am. Oh, but don't stop. How do I taste? Like my sister? Maybe even a little better? Fresher? Maybe? Oh, I'm getting all over the couch. At least it's vinyl and I don't really care that much anyway. Just keep licking me for a little bit more. Wait. I think you're gonna give me an orgasm. I was gonna give you one first. This isn't supposed to happen at all. I wanted to swallow your load and stuff. Let's go back to me blowing you. Okay, if you insist, I kind of want to see what an orgasm is, and this feels so good. Even if I don't have one, I'm gonna. But I think I'm going to. No, I think I'm gonna. Well, no wonder my sister likes that so much. That was better than that bumpy bike ride. But now it's my turn to work on you some more. I want to give you an orgasm too. Not like that? What do you mean, not like that? Not a blowjob? Wait, you don't mean, like, sex? Actual sex? I wasn't planning on anything like that. I haven't even thought about it, really, at least not too much. No, stop licking me again. I can't think when you do that. It feels so good. Yes, I'm sure sex would feel good too. I hear about how much my sister likes it, but she's older and more experienced and I'm still a virgin. I have to do it sometime. I guess, but I wasn't planning on it right now. You're telling it. It's so good. You're making me feel so good. And I do want to make you feel good too. But with my mouth, I can't let you have sex with me, can I? At least I shouldn't. I've always planned on my first time with being someone that I loved. You do love me? You mean that? You're not just saying that because of all the stuff I'm letting you do to me. You're not saying it in the heat of the moment, or so that I'll let you put it inside of me? Oh gosh, I don't know whether to believe you or not. I want to believe you because I've always had a crush on you, and I do want more. Some things I think of making love with boys, with you, but we're gonna do it, aren't we? I mean, I'm gonna let you, and you're gonna do it. I know I should say no, but I can't. It just feels so good. And I know you probably don't really love me, and that you just want to have sex with me after what I started, but I want to believe. I want to make love. I miss your tongue already, but the kisses on my belly feel so nice, especially as they go higher and higher and up between my boobs. Oh, it's so sensitive there in my throat. My first kiss, at least a romantic kiss. Is that what I taste like? It's all over your mouth. I didn't get a proper taste of you yet. Okay, let's go ahead and do this. We still have time before my sister gets home, but we can't wait much longer. I may change my mind if we wait too long. Are you sure it's gonna fit? I told you how tight I am, and you're so big. Although I don't have anything to compare it with, I guess. No, don't stop. Not while I still have the courage to let you do this. Remember, it's my first time, in case I'm not any good. Thank God I'm so wet. You can barely get the tip in me. But you need to go further. You need to break my hymen and put it all the way into me. I know it's gonna hurt a little. Maybe a lot. But I'm pretty tough. I broke my hand during a game once and didn't even cry at all. And I'm pretty athletic, so go ahead and do it. Please. We're doing it. We're making love, just like you and my sister. It hurts a little, but I don't care. It feels good, too. It feels right. And I know my sister didn't give you her virginity, but I just did. That has to count for something, doesn't it? Don't wait for me to recover. We might not have enough time. I'm a tough little girl anyway, except not that little anymore, despite my body. I'm only a few years younger than you, and my body's mature enough for sex. That feels so good. I see why my sister likes you so much. why you make her scream so loudly, and why she likes sex so much. It feels so good. Do I feel good to you? I'm tighter than she is, right? Maybe I'm even wetter. I don't think anyone could be as wet as I am right now, or feel as good as I do. Let me make you feel as good as I do. Make love to me as hard as you want. I want it harder, like my sister keeps telling you to do. You can even squirt your stuff inside me when you're done. I can't get pregnant from this. That's another reason I'm better than my sister, right? She made you use a condom her first time. I'm not. I'm letting you come in me, because it's okay to do so. So you don't have to worry about that, and just worry about having fun and making love to me. Wait, let me get on my hands and knees. I want you to make love to me like you did to my sister back in the pool. Yeah, I saw that too. It looked so fun. Just pull up for a while. Okay, there. Wait, put the pillow under my knees again so we line up. I'm too short otherwise. Good. Now please put it back inside of me. Yeah, it feels even better. And now I can move too. I can push back against you, but hold onto my hips. There's not much there to grab onto, but help hold me. Help me pleasure you. I'm getting so close now for my second orgasm from my first. My first fucking. Mom would kill me if she heard me say that. If she saw me doing this, she'd kill you too. But no one will find out. It'll be our secret. Are you ready? Is my little body gonna make you come? Are you ready to come inside my little pussy? I wanted to feel your cum on my stomach, but instead I get to feel it in my womb. My sister is afraid to let you do it inside of her, but I'm not. Not this time, so please come in me. Because I love you. Because I'm coming. I'm coming. Oh! Oh! Yes. Oh God, there's so much of it. You filled up my little hole. I feel so good. It's a good thing I won't get pregnant from this. What? No, I'm not on the pill. It's not like I plan to have sex with you all this time. I can go on it if you want to do this with me again, but we're safe this time. Because it was my first. I heard that girls can't get pregnant on their first time. Oh, crap, is that her car? Or is that Mom and Dad? Quick, pull out of me. Pull up your pants. Where's my stuff at? I think that's everything. Look, I promise I won't tell, but maybe we can do that again. With proper protection, I mean. But we can talk about it later. Like, tomorrow, when my sister has practice. Gotta run. Can't let them see me like this, all naked and sweaty and spermy. But thank you. And I really want to do this again.